From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Eight cops shot in Charlotte, North Carolina. Four of them killed in a gunfight and standoff.
The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force had a warrant.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire.
Police Chief Johnny Jennings. Police say they shot the man dead in front of the house. Then shots rang out from inside the place. Two people inside the home have been taken into custody. Of the fallen officers, Charlotte Mayor V. Lyles.
They lost their lives after they gave us the opportunity to be in a safe place.
That echoed by President Biden calling the officers heroes. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Testimony resumes today in Donald Trump's hush money trial.
This banker, Gary Farrow, is speaking to his conversations with Michael Cohen and the work he did for Michael Cohen, setting up shell accounts so that these women could be paid, so that Stormy Daniels could be paid. But nonetheless, this is the paper trail that prosecutors need to get into the record. David Pecker told the story. Now Gary Farrow is on the stand talking about the nitty-gritty of how it was actually done.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. The administration concluded its investigation of alleged human rights violations by Israeli military units.
The State Department says it's determined five Israeli defense units have in the past committed gross human rights violations. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
All of these were incidents much before October 7th, and none took place in Gaza.
Patel says in the case of four of the IDF units, remediation has already taken place. No restrictions on further U.S. military aid are expected. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the final version of a new rule that will require automatic emergency braking to come standard on all new passenger vehicles in the future. You're listening to ABC News. The post-pandemic baby bump is over. The declining U.S. birth rate subsided a bit during COVID, but has now resumed heading down.
Theories about the falling birth rate relate primarily to money. Some economists and demographers are gazing into a dystopian 22nd century in which the economy can't sustain itself. Couples are looking right in front of them at sky-high interest rates and child care costs and deciding to put off starting a family.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The Internal Revenue Service says more than 140,000 taxpayers filed their taxes through the new Direct File pilot program, claiming $90 million in refunds and saving $5.5 million on fees if they'd gone to a service. Despite the success, IRS is not guaranteeing the program will be back next tax season. Funny man Jerry Seinfeld says today's situation comedies are no longer funny. And he's blaming the extreme left. ABC's Jason Nathanson tells the tale.
Jerry Seinfeld misses the old days of getting home after a hard day and watching Cheers or MASH or Mary Tyler Moore.
You just expected there'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it?
He tells the New Yorker Radio Hour he knows exactly what happened.
This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people.
Mm-hmm. He says that's why people these days are turning more and more to stand-up comedy, because comedians aren't policed by anyone but the audience. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And in New York, I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.